Reading from Srila Prabhupada's rendition of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Adi Leela, Chapter 4, Texts 209 to 214. Kama Gandahin Shabhabik Gopi Prem Nirmalo Jal Shuddha Jena Dogda Hem. The natural love of the gopis is devoid of any trace of lust. It is faultless, bright, and pure, like molten gold. Krishna Shahai Guru Bandhava Prayashi Gopika Hoyen Priya Shisha Shoki Dashi. The gopis are the helpers, teachers, friends, wives, dear disciples, confidants, and serving maids of Lord Krishna. Sahaya Guruva Shishya Bhujishya Bandhava Striyaha Satyam Vadami Te Partha Gopya King Me Bhavantina. O Partha, I speak to you the truth. The gopis are my helpers, teachers, disciples, servants, friends, and consorts. I do not know what they are not to me. This verse was spoken by Lord Krishna in the Gopi Premamrita. Gopika janen Krishna mone banchito prema seva paripati ishta samihita. The gopis know Krishna's desires and they know how to render perfect loving service for his enjoyment. They perform their service expertly for the satisfaction of their beloved. Man mahatmyang matsaparyang matshradhang man manogatam jananti gopikaf partha nane jananti tatvataha. O Partha, the gopis know my greatness, my loving service, respect for me and my mentality. Others cannot really know these. This verse was spoken by Lord Krishna to Arjuna in the Adi Purana. Shri Gopi Gana Madhe Uttama Radhika Rupe Gune Shobhage Preme Sarvadhika. Among the gopis, Srimati Radhika is the foremost. She surpasses all in beauty, in good qualities, in good fortune, and above all, in love. Purport, among all the gopis, Srimati Radharani is the most exalted. She is the most beautiful, the most qualified, and above all, the greatest lover of Krishna. As Radhashtami is coming up soon, and there will be much discussion within ISKCON centers of Srimati Radharani and the gopis, I'll also start talking on that subject, the subject of what will be a series of talks, Krishna willing, Radha willing, is no gopis in ISKCON. Is that right? We're not supposed to talk about gopis in ISKCON. Are we allowed to sometimes, maybe, think about the gopis? Well, Krishna does. Always, as we just heard from that extract from Chaitanya Charitamrita, translated by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Of course, Krishna thinks about everything always, but we can understand from these statements that the gopis are especially dear to Him. So why does this question even come up, or this maybe facetious title, No Gopis in ISKCON? Banned. Is it really like that? Srila Prabhupada brought the teachings of Lord Chaitanya to the Western world. There's in 1970s, Back to Godhead magazine, I believe it's a three-part series by Brahmananda Swami, how the teachings of Lord Chaitanya came to the Western world. And that, of course, is via Srila Prabhupada. And the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, well, what are those? Anarpita Chiring Chirat Karunyavatirno Kalo Samapiyatum Unutujvala Rasang Svabhakti Shriyam Hari Purita Sundara Duty Kadamba Sandipita Sada Hridya Kandares Purutu Va Shachinandanaha. A verse of Rupa Goswami, which is made more famous by being chosen by Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami as one of the key verses in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. He has this in the Mangalacharan. That must be around verse number 5 in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. 1, 2, 3, 4, yeah. And there's a whole chapter dedicated to explaining this verse, which is translated something like this, that something which was never offered before, or not for a very, very long time, has now most mercifully been offered in this age of Kali. What is that? The topmost resplendent rasa of loving devotion to himself. That Supreme Lord has come to give this, that Supreme Lord in a resplendent, again the word resplendent, golden form, like melted gold, and the benediction of Rupa Goswami is, may that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the darling child of Shachi Mata, may he be ever situated in the innermost core of your heart. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu specifically came, well, there are various purposes for his avatar, but this verse and the Sri Radha, the next two verses after that, Radha Krishna Pralaya Vikriti Hiladish and the Radha Mahima. Sri Radhaya Pareya Mahima Kidrisham Vanayaiva. Anyway, these are the internal reasons for the Lord appearing, and we find in the editions of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, all in one, they're published in one huge volume from various branches of the Gaudiya Math, and in the editions, there's one famous song of Basu Ghosh, a contemporary of Lord Chaitanya, a famous song, or there's an almost exactly the same version, practically the same, by Narahari Sharaka, another contemporary, very dear associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this song, it encaptures this mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's in very simple Bengali and is a well-known song among Bengali Vaishnavas. Jodi gorna hoito tobe ki hoito kemone dharitam de radhar mahima prema rasa shima jagate janato ke. In the first verse, the author says, if Gaur, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, hadn't happened, if he hadn't come, then what would have happened? How could we have remained living? The glories of Srimati Radharani, which are the ultimate limit of prema, of love, who but Lord Chaitanya could have informed the world of this? Madhura Brinda Bipina Madhuri Prabesha Chaturi Shah Boroja Jubote Bhavera Bhakati Shakati Hoitoka. So, getting more into the theme. The beautiful forest, sweet forest of Vrindavan. Everything about it very sweet. Entrance into that is the essence of all expertise. It's difficult to translate. It doesn't really come over. But anyway, I'm trying my best. Chaturisha. The young girls of Vrindavan, their loving devotion for Krishna. Who has got the strength to give that? Who has got the power to give that? Or to, could be asked, who's got the power to take it all? It? Who or to take it? Gau gau puna gorangera guna sharala koriya man ebava shagar emana doyal nadeki ekjon. So therefore, sing again and again the qualities of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, making the mind very simple and straightforward. Sharala koriya man. I don't see in the whole creation, the whole ocean of birth, this whole ocean of birth and death, I don't see anyone more merciful than he. Then, Ami Goranga Bolaya Nagenu Golaya Kemari Dhorinu Dei. How am I still living? I didn't chant the glories of Lord Chaitanya. Bashur here. Pashana Diya Bidhi Kemane Goriache. Basu Ghosh sings, how is it that the Creator has created my heart out of stone? So this gives the idea of Lord Chaitanya's mission, which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught and all the acharyas in his line taught, coming down to Srila Prabhupada, and he came and he brought this and he revealed it to us in, especially in his Chaitanya Charitam, and in other books also. He translated, that was his main writing service, was translating the seminal books of the Gaudiya Sampradaya. But at the same time, although Srila Prabhupada introduced all these topics, on Radhashtami especially, we're going to be discussing these topics. How is it that these topics are going to be discussed in, and are being discussed in Tokyo and Durban and Los Angeles and Bern and so many cities? How is it it's being discussed all over the world? Because Srila Prabhupada brought it. But he himself didn't discuss very much about these topics, even on Radhashtami itself. He didn't go very deeply into it. In his books, it's there. But personally, he didn't discuss it much. There's one anecdote told by one of the lifelong pillars of the Hare Krishna movement in the Western world, Shravash Prabhu. Temple president at ISKCON, Los Angeles, for decades. He recounted one anecdote in which he was on a morning walk with quite a few other devotees with Srila Prabhupada. I believe this was in Chicago. At that time, Shravas Prabhu was what we might call a rank and file book distributor, not even one of the very famous ones. But he recounted that he was on this morning walk, and one devotee was asking questions to Srila Prabhupada about the gopis, and Srila Prabhupada was answering, but he gave short replies, and he didn't chastise the devotee, but he just replied very briefly and didn't really want to discuss this so much. But Shravash Prabhu, he recounted that he was thinking that this might be the only time in my life that I have an opportunity to speak to Srila Prabhupada, so I'm going to do it. And so he got up the courage, and he called out as they were walking along, Srila Prabhupada! And Srila Prabhupada stopped, put down his cane, turned around, and looked at Shravas, and very gravely, that said, yes. And Shravas said, Srila Prabhupada, I'm one of your book distributors here, and we're trying to distribute 100, we're all trying to individually distribute 100 books every day, and we simply want to distribute your books. And Srila Prabhupada smiled broadly, and then he started talking with enthusiasm about how this is my real disciple. He wants to serve the mission of the spiritual master. He's not thinking about his own elevation, but he simply wants to serve the mission of the spiritual master. So there's one anecdote which is one of several which has shaped the history of the ISKCON movement, in which this title of this talk, No Gopis in ISKCON, it gives rise to such a facetious title. And definitely there are gopis in ISKCON. The Radha's a gopi, she's on the altar in so many temples, and the Ashtashakhi deities are there, at least in Mayapur and in Tirupati, and Lalita and Vishakha are there in ISKCON Vrindavan and in ISKCON Radha Rasbihari Temple in Bombay and probably some other places also. But in general, we don't talk about these things much because of the atmosphere that Srila Prabhupada almost seemed to discourage it. There was one anecdote which really defined the tenor in ISKCON in this regard, in which it was reported to Srila Prabhupada shortly after he arrived in Los Angeles one time that a group of Srila Prabhupada's disciples, this must have been, I guess towards the end of 1975 would have been the earliest, because all the volumes of Chaitanya Charitamrita had just been published. So a lot of the discussion of gopi topics is found in Chaitanya Charitamrita, and it's very clearly established there that this is the ultimate goal of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's whole avatar and his whole movement. So there had come about in Los Angeles, and Srila Prabhupada was formed about this, what later came to be facetiously known as the Gopi Bhava Club, a group of devotees, disciples of Srila Prabhupada, who were doing their regular service in ISKCON, but in their spare time they got together and they would read those parts of Srila Prabhupada's books which specifically dealt with Gopi Leela. And it was like a clique of those who are getting on a higher platform. And this was told to Srila Prabhupada, and he called some leaders of that group, and he was very angry with them. He said, why are you doing this? And we're just reading Srila Prabhupada's, we're just reading your books. And Srila Prabhupada indicated that, well, you had those parts to concentrate on them, it requires a certain qualification. And they said, well, we're just trying to develop a desire to be able to enter and understand these topics. I am, of course, paraphrasing. And Srila Prabhupada, being very angry, said, first deserve and then desire. And he later commented that this would ruin the preaching. Now, Srila Prabhupada, he translated the Upadeshamrita of Rupa Goswami, in which is discussed the supremacy of Radha Kund among all the places in the universe, and of Radha's love for Krishna, and that this is the highest goal of life, to reside on the banks of Radha Kund, absorbed in thoughts of serving Radha and Krishna in their intimate pastimes. But when Srila Prabhupada was told that some of his disciples came to Vrindavan and they went to stay at Radha Kund and they're becoming very attached to Radha Kund, Prabhupada said, they're not devotees. Why do you call them devotees? They're rascals. So it might seem that Gopi Leela is banned in ISKCON. Some of the followers of the, what we might call the traditional Vaishnava lines, Gauriya Vaishnava lines, especially those who, there are not that many of them, but they came out of ISKCON and went to another line, and they say that, well, beginning with Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati and continuing with Srila Prabhupada, they are depriving their followers of Gopi Leela, because the traditional lines, that's what they start. That's what Vaishnavism is. Gauriya Vaishnavism means Radha Krishna Leela. Radha Krishna Pranamo Jugala Kisho Jibane Marane Gati Ar Nahimo. Very well known song among the traditional Gauriya lines of Narottam Das, begins with these words, Radha and Krishna are my very life, in life and in death. I have nothing, no other goal but them. Topics of Radha and Krishna, they're discussed. That was my experience when I first went to Bangladesh. People, they'd bring me questions from the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, from the Goswami's works, which I wasn't aware of mostly when I first went there. And then, for instance, it was quite commonly said, because worship of Kali is very common among Hindus in Bengal, as much as the worship of Krishna, maybe more. So there is a narration in the Goswami works that once Radha and Krishna had a tryst in the forest, but Radha's mother-in-law got a tip-off and she went to... I actually first heard this from Bhakti Charaswami telling it in Bengali. her mother-in-law got a tip-off, so she went and she was just about to come across them, engage in their love play, when one of the little the guards guarding, one of the gopis or gopas were guarding, and they said, "Watch out!" He called out to Radha and Krishna, "Jatila is coming." So immediately Krishna took the form of Kali, and Radha was as if worshipping Kali. And then Jatila came and saw, "Oh, my daughter-in-law is worshipping Kali in the forest. Very good." So Krishna becomes Kali, right? That means Krishna and Kali are the same. That was the question that was brought to me. So I was often confronted with this kind of question, because it's so deeply in the culture. But then Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, he was very much against misappropriation of these pastimes. And actually it didn't begin with him. You could say, well, even it goes back to, it's right there in Shastra. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur also talks about those who simply make a show of devotion, high-level devotion, but they're not there. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Adhika na lobhya siddha deha bhave viparja buddhi janme shaktir abhave. Within his writings, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, if anyone tries to think about, meditate upon their original transcendental form in Gopi Leela without first acquiring the necessary qualification, They'll get the opposite, their intelligence will turn in the opposite way due to lack of power to enter into that. Because it's a common thing. It must be going on up to the present day that certain gurus, they give initiation to someone just completely new. They never saw them before in their life, and they tell them, here's your Ekadash Bhav, the 11 symptoms you have to meditate upon in your gopi form. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur, although he wrote about these things extensively, and in his Jaiva Dharma, the way he writes, you'd think that it's a normal thing that someone just takes to Krishna consciousness, and from not being in Krishna consciousness, and within a short time, they attain gopi bhav. You might get that impression. But then again, he said this. Bhaktivinoda Thakur also said, what is that other one I wanted to think of? Adhikana Lobby, I said that. And Najai Briko Pari. Najai Briko Pari, Tane Tane, Tani Tani Fal Dhare. Dushta Fala Kare Bayarjan. He gave the example that without climbing the tree, if you simply try by, you can throw a rope and then pull, and if you try to gather fruits like that, you'll only get the bad fruits. So using this as an example, you have to go up to get the fruit. You can't remain down here and get the good fruits. So Bhaktivinoda started with this. And then Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati is very strongly against this, and Srila Prabhupada also warned against this. So I'm going to be discussing this in a series of talks, Krishna willing, gopis willing, Radha willing. And I'm going to discuss this, how our acharyas have been very cautious about this. But I'm also going to raise some points that might be considered very controversial, although there are so many controversies in ISKCON that you hardly even notice a new one. What's the latest case? What's the latest controversy? What's going on? But yeah, it could cause confusion in the minds of some. It could get me censured by some, at least unofficially. But Gopi Leela is the goal. There's absolutely no doubt about it. Not necessarily for everyone. In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's line, we find in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's direct pastimes, some of his followers were devotees of Sitaram, Srivas espoused the position of the glories of Lakshmi and was thoroughly defeated by Swarup Damodar, who expounded the glories of Vrindavan over Vaikuntha. This we know from Chaitanya Charitamrita. But the question can be raised when Gopi Leela is the goal for most. And Srila Prabhupada himself wrote that the ultimate aim of this Krishna conscious movement is to join Lord Krishna's pleasure dance in Golok Vrindavan. That's in the songbook, one of the songs, in the purport. So if Gopi Leela is the goal, at least for most, and that's what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give, why was Srila Prabhupada so circumspect in this regard? Why is that? Well, we could consider that, as with the Gopi Bhava Club, much talk of intimate leelas, unbridled spontaneity. We hear stories in Chaitanya Leela of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself and his followers acting in ways which caused people up to the present time. Certain historians consider that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was biologically mad. So that kind of behavior, or encouraging that kind of behavior, that will impede preaching. It can confuse outsiders as well as insiders and stop the preaching. That was one of Srila Prabhupada's main worries about the Gopi Bhava Club. They said, this will stop the preaching. Everyone's so much absorbed in Gopi Leela, who's going to distribute the books about Gopi Leela? And it'd be hard to train newcomers because Krishna consciousness is a gradual process for most, and most have to follow the rules. Most means pretty much everyone has to follow the gradual process of rules and regulations. The standards have to be maintained. We're worshipping the deities of Radha and Krishna, but worshipping them in the mood of Lakshmi Narayana. So Srila Prabhupada's caution, it's not to deprive devotees of entrance into Gopi Leela, but to empower them to come to that level in reality. It's not such a cheap thing. Sahajya, that word is there, sahajya means, sahaj means easy. It can mean natural also. So it's natural to love Radha and Krishna, but it's not such an easy thing for us who have been conditioned by material attachments and misconceptions for so many lifetimes. It takes a little time. Chaito darpana marjanam. There is a process of cleaning the heart. It takes a little time. That is the verdict of Rupa Goswami, who gave us his Upadeshamrita, in which he speaks about Radha Kunda as the topmost place in the universe, who gave us the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu to introduce us to the mellows or rasas, particularly of Vrindavan. But he prefaces that the discussion of the rasas of Vrindavan with the topics of how of sadhana bhakti and bhava bhakti, and then only come to prema bhakti. And it was Rupa Goswami who also gave the so many books, Ujjvala Nilamani, particularly focusing on the Madhura Ras, or the rasa, the sweet flavor of the dealings between Krishna and the gopis. So this was all given by Rupa Goswami, and Srila Prabhupada came as the messenger of Rupa Goswami. But Srila Prabhupada taught that one should gradually become elevated by following the standard process, beginning with accepting and internalizing one's mood as a surrendered, humble servant, with the understanding that if one cultivates this mood of a completely surrendered servant, and it's also at the same time one is studies Bhagavatam, in which there is discussion of Gopi Leelas, so as one becomes more and more eligible for this, then that mood of surrender will flourish, blossom into personal relationship of love of God in any one of four rasas. Here is a letter, an extract from a letter that Srila Prabhupada wrote in 1972 to one of his disciples. So far, your question about the gopis, as far as your question about the gopis is concerned, in the beginning, there is no such question. Just see, a devotee had written to Srila Prabhupada about the gopis, and Prabhupada said, in the beginning, there is no such question. In the beginning, we have to follow the principles of devotional service rigidly, like chanting 16 rounds, regularly following the instructions of the spiritual master, which includes study, temple worship, sankirtan, like that. And the more one becomes perfect in following these principles, the more his relationship becomes manifest. Just see that? The more one becomes perfect in following these principles, the more his relationship with Krishna becomes manifest. Now, there are some who say that we love Krishna, and then we don't need all these principles, we don't want all these regulations. But Srila Prabhupada says, the more one becomes perfect at following these principles, the more his relationship with Krishna becomes manifest. Following in the footsteps of the gopis comes in the perfectional stage. First you come to the perfectional stage, then you talk of the gopis. Remember that? First deserve, then desire. Going to girls and making them pregnant, then talking of gopis, that is going on, that is nonsense. By this time, 1972, Srila Prabhupada was well aware of the weaknesses of many of his Western disciples. They'll come to Krishna consciousness, they'll practice, and then they'll go off and have illicit sex. So Srila Prabhupada said, going to girls and making them pregnant, then talking of gopis, that is going on, that is nonsense. Without coming to the perfectional stage, if anyone tries to understand the gopis, he becomes a sahajiya. Gopis are not ordinary women. They are all expansions of Krishna's pleasure potency. So when we understand Krishna, then we shall understand the gopis. You see the logic? That the gopis are all expansions of Krishna's pleasure potency. So when we understand Krishna, then automatically you understand the gopis. That's what Srila Prabhupada is saying. We can simply follow the footprints of the gopis in how they loved Krishna. Now, this is a major point of contention between the approach that Srila Prabhupada gave and certain others. Srila Prabhupada writes, without coming to the perfectional stage, if anyone tries to understand the gopis, he becomes a sahajiya. And others say, no, right from the beginning, you meditate on gopi bhav. You do it from the beginning. Srila Prabhupada, he encouraged devotees to carefully follow the example through the teachings of the acharyas. In one lecture, he said, talking about how one has to give up everything for Krishna, he said, the first class example is the gopis. They gave up everything. Their family, their relatives, their husband, their sons, their father, their prestige, their honor, everything sacrificed simply for Krishna. That is the highest perfection. That is not possible for ordinary, but we can. If we follow the gopis' way of loving Krishna, then, just like the gopis, they used to. Gopi bhava risamritab dilahari kalola Magna Mahur, Vande Rupa Sanatano Raghujago, Shijiva Gopalako. It is possible if we follow the gopis. Srila Prabhupada was quoting there from the Shad Goswami Ashtakam, stating how the six Goswamis were at every moment, they were absorbed in and floating in the waves of the ocean of Gopi Bhava Rasamrita. The feelings of the gopis, the nectar feeling of the gopis, the ocean. They were diving and surfacing in that ocean. So, following the footsteps of the gopis. Well, the first stage of that is the gopis, you see, they gave up everything, Prabhupada says, their family, their relatives, their husband. We may not necessarily have to do that, but the point is to be free from material attachment and to renounce the illusion of material life. The gopis actually had no husbands or family or friends. We don't also. It's an illusion. That doesn't mean we just abandon it. That illusion of family life can be turned to spiritual, just like putting hot iron into the fire. It gets the qualities of fire. So, Krishna Shongshar Koro Chari Anacha, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says. Family life, make it Krishna's, Krishna-centric. Give up all bad habits. Then, if we work on this, giving up all material attachment, becoming attached to Krishna, renouncing the illusion of material life, which doesn't necessarily mean to renounce one's position in material life, but to renounce the illusion, then other aspects of gopi bhav may gradually follow. But without full surrender to Krishna, any supposed gopi bhav, it's going to be a sham. So gopis, yes, all glories to the gopis. We don't renounce the gopis. Srila Prabhupada in 1969, discussing with members of the Back to Godhead magazine staff about a picture of Krishna taking the clothes of the gopis. And Srila Prabhupada said, no, you don't put that in Back to Godhead. He said to them, you should be careful to present the gopis. It does not mean that we shall not utter even the name of the gopis. We have taken a vow to boycott the gopis. No, they are our worshipable devotees. How can we avoid them? So Srila Prabhupada clearly says, we're not going to boycott the devotees, then we're not going to boycott the gopis. That's also a wrong idea, that we have nothing to do with the gopis. They are our worshipable devotees, Srila Prabhupada said. How can we avoid them? So we are not to avoid the gopis. This is Srila Prabhupada's instruction. So no gopis in ISKCON? No. No times no equals yes. Yes, gopis in ISKCON. But be careful. Kshurasya dhara nishita duratyaya dugang patas tatkavayo vadanti. Be very careful. The path of spiritual life is very sharp, like a razor's edge, say the knowledgeable persons. So, having said that much, I'll cease talking on this topic just now. And Krishna willing, Radha willing, I will continue to discuss this in a few talks. I would think at least two more talks. And then I plan to have some more in my series of talks of Radha Katha, which I discussed around the time of Radhashtami last year. Vancha kalpa tarubhyascha kripa sindhubhyevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Dante nidhaya chunakam padayo nipatya kritvacha kakushatameta dahambravimi. Hey sadhava sakala eva vihaya durat goranga chandra charane kurutanurag. Parivadatu jano yata tata va nanu mukarona vayang vicharayamaha. Hari rasa madira madati matta bhuvi vilutama Natama Nirvishama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama.